One of the most important things that we can do for our teens today is fill them up with words. We'll dive into this topic next on Engaging Today's Teens. Welcome to Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast by Youth for Christ. I'm Doug Fitzgerald, and I'm joined by Pastor Matt Schulte. Matt has been working with teens for over two decades now, and he's raising his own. Let's join him on this journey and learn how to engage today's young people. Well, Matt, it seems that parents are always talking about how their teens are hungry all the time, right?
Like, yeah, that's
right. I can't keep the refrigerator full. But also, we need to fill our kids up with encouragement as well, don't we?
Oh, you're absolutely right. You know, going back to the physical part, my son has grown almost 6 inches this last year.
Wow.
You know, just like shot up. His shoes are bigger than mine. All the, you know, he's definitely going to pass me in the next couple of years. And we, as parents, as adults, as educators, we focus so much on the physical development of a kid. And that is a very important part. There's no doubt about it. But I think one of the ways we need to fill our kids up is we need to fill them up with our words. Yeah. We just got to fill them up with some encouragement. You know, in today's society, it's so easy, especially if your kid's on social media, for them to jump in and go down a rabbit hole and walk out feeling kind of torn down. Their self-esteem has dropped. And so using some time to encourage them, to build them up, would just pay big time dividends to any adult in the life of a teen right now.
And I think it's important too, as we realize as adults, just how important it is and how we feel when we get encouraged by other people and people tell us that they're proud of us. I think of my parents growing up, you know, they were always supporting and encouraging me. But even as an adult, when my mom says, "Man, Doug, I'm proud of you," that changes my countenance. It changes the way I interact and think about myself. How does it change a youth?
Oh, it even echoes even louder in the lives of a teen right now. They're going through the day and they are seeing hundreds and hundreds of other teens and judging themselves based on the external appearance of those other teens every day when you walk the hallways. I don't know about you. I see a lot of people every day, but I do not see as many people as my teens do. You know, going to a middle school or high school, they're literally seeing hundreds of people every single day. And so when you look at other people, it's so easy to judge yourself and put yourself down. Your self-esteem takes a hit. And so any bit of encouragement can really, I think, appropriately build the self-esteem of a student, of a teen.
And how does social media impact our teens in regards to this topic?
That'll be a whole nother podcast in the future. But when it comes to this idea of self-esteem and building them up, nobody gets to the end of scrolling social media for 20 or 30 minutes and walks away feeling, "Oh, I'm so much better of a person," right? Like, we tend to tear ourselves down. That's you and me as adults who have the resilience, who have been through difficult things. The same is true for students, but at a much more magnified level. They are being torn down even more by those experiences, and so we got to pump them up.
Yeah.
And as I think about that, there's kind of two different ways you can do that. One is you can say, use "I am proud of you" words. "Hey, I am proud of you. You did a great job. That is an amazing drawing," right? That is putting us as the one that is filling up their bucket. And I think those are important words. That's what you said your parents used with you. My parents have done that as well and super helpful. But there's another way we can do that as well, and that's "you should be proud of you" words and helping them develop the internal resilience that they need when they face a trial to realize, "Hey, I am, yeah, this sucks, this hurts, but I am proud of who I am. Yeah. I'm proud of who I'm becoming." And so using some of those words is very important. "Hey, you should be proud of yourself for that drawing" is very different than "I am proud of you for that drawing."
That's really good. That is really good. As we look at this thing, can you encourage people and our young people too much?
Oh, I don't think so. I've worked with hundreds, thousands of teens over the decades, and I don't know a single teen who gets too much encouragement from their parents. I think there's probably some adults that are fearful of overbuilding the self-esteem of a kid, but I don't, that overbuilding doesn't come from encouragement.
Right.
that overbuilding comes from never losing, you know, all these other things that are going on in their lives. And so self-esteem, I don't think, can be overbuilt through encouragement.
What does God say about this?
There, a great verse that comes to my mind comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. It says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting with each other, but encouraging one another. And all the more, and all the more as you see the day of judgment coming." And so just, the Bible's very clear that encouraging one another is a good way to build each other up and spur each other on.
And so final action steps then?
My action step for you is, if you are an adult and you're in the life of a teen, whether you're a teacher, parent, mentor, principal, whatever it is, I want you to look for a way that you can encourage each of those kids once a day. Just look for it. Maybe it's over the dinner table. Maybe it's over a test result. Whatever it is, look for some ways to say some "I am proud of you" words or some "you should be proud of you" statements.
If you can implement that into your lives and into your schedule, it'll make a huge difference for
Absolutely.
Our young people.
Absolutely.
Well, let's introduce a brand new segment to the podcast called Slang of the Day. These are words now, Matt, that our youth are using that we may not understand the definition to. And I think it'd probably be really good to understand what they mean when they say certain things.
Yeah, and I would say that when we talk about slang of the day, I'm not necessarily saying, hey, you need to adopt this, adults, right? Like, don't try to be too hip with the kids, because you won't be hip with the kids.
Stay in your lane, Dad.
That's
what my
right.
kids would say.
But just so you know what the term is, so the slang of the day is tea. T-E-A. So think of a hot cup of tea. And that is slang for gossip, or the juicy scoop, or some personal information. And so the idea is that you and I could sit down for a cup of tea, and I will tell you all the juicy gossip about something. So another way you might hear that, you might hear that used, is to say, hey, I'm gonna spill some hot tea on this one, or she spilled the tea on me. And that means that they're telling me the juicy gossips about somebody else.
That's really good. Well, Matt, thanks so much for your insight and encouragement today. This is a really good topic. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, we want to thank you also for listening to this episode of Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast brought to you by Youth for Christ. The Lincoln Area Youth for Christ is a non-denominational, nonprofit organization serving over 2,400 youth in the Lincoln community and surrounding areas. If you'd like to learn more about the life-changing ministries of Youth for Christ, go to yfclincoln.org. Again, that's yfclincoln.org. And don't forget to click the subscribe button to Engaging Today's Teens on your favorite podcasting app. We'll see you next time.